Exclusive, RX Border Defense's Raul Lopez. FDA needs to build a beautiful wall to keep out unsafe Chinese medicine. By Olivia Rondo on March 27, 2026. The Food and Drug Administration, FDA, needs to build a beautiful wall in order to prevent contaminated, low-quality pharmaceuticals from getting into the country from communist China. RX Border Defense Board member Raul Lopez stated during a Breitbart News policy event on Thursday. The event, which also featured Senator Jim Banks, RN, Senator Tom Cotton, RR, former Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf, former Deputy U.S. Trade Representative Jeff Gerrish, and Health Care Speaker Patsy Reitzman, focused on various threats presented by China and the Chinese Communist Party, CCP. Lopez knows the threats of communism well. Born in Havana, Cuba, Lopez emigrated to the United States at age 5 with his family to escape the communist Castro regime. He and Reitzman sat down for a panel-style discussion conducted by Breitbart News Washington Bureau Chief Matthew Boyle, where the amount of control that China has over drugs that Americans rely on, and the many dangers that poses, took center stage. Antibiotics, they have 90% control, Reitzman said. Painkillers, acetaminophen, ibuprofen, 70 to 95%. Steroids, cardiovascular drugs, sterile products and medical supplies, and we found contaminants in those. Just days before the event, two Chinese pharmaceutical companies and 6 Chinese citizens were indicted for allegedly supplying chemical precursors used to make fentanyl to be smuggled into the U.S. Watch, Jim Banks, Chinese companies on FDA's green list flooding U.S. with dangerous drugs. Speaking on the FDA, Reitzman added that she has great concern for the agency's ability to vet medical products coming into the country from China. The FDA has high standards for the American population from the American companies, but they don't have those same standards for what is coming across, she said. Lopez said that China's stranglehold on the American drug supply is not an accident but a critical tool of its geopolitical goal of domination. When Boyle asked if the CCP is hell-bent on trying to take over the world, Lopez answered, not only do that, but then go an extra mile. That's their philosophy, again, take over the world, the pharmaceutical expert said. Lopez drew from his personal experiences with communism to illustrate the dangers of Chinese pharmaceutical domination. What China or any communist system wants to do is control you. And you become dependent on them, in every aspect of your life, he said. They destroyed my family in Cuba. And the way they did that is trying to separate children from family members, whatever it takes. He continued, they come from all different angles. It's like a Trojan horse. They come in with cheap prices on medicine and all that. But then they exit with a Chinese dragon, basically, and burn up everything in sight. Watch, Sen. Banks on AI, US must be China or they'll seize the moment and dominate us. The health and national security risks posed by China's drug manufacturing dominance requires a serious policy re-examination by government officials, Lopez said, suggesting Trump is just the right man to do it. He said that he is shocked that the FDA allows drugs to come in from a communist country like China. That should be a red line, Lopez argued. It should be, Trump did a great job of building a beautiful wall to secure our country. Well, the FDA needs to build a beautiful wall, not allowing these types of drugs to come into our country. Olivia Rondo is a politics reporter for Breitbart News based in Washington, D.C. Find her on X/Twitter and Instagram.